down, they smile. Nigga don't wanna see another nigga with a stack, nigga a five. Me and my nigga got old schools. Good morning. Let's see. Today. There we go. Welcome to the Opochli Podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. And thank you for tuning in. Let's take a look here. So not much going on right now. I'm just on my way to work. It's super late to work. And you know, it is what it is. I'm burnt though. You know, I realize if I don't have this motivate, you know, I've only had this kind of feeling two other times, and in both of those times I felt necessary to quit my job, you know. So the only times I felt like this have been at other jobs where I couldn't take it no more and I just quit, right? The only difference is that with this job, it's been like this for 2 years, you know, and I haven't quit, but I've felt that same feeling for about two years, and it's up and down, you know. Sometimes I feel good, because I'm rewarded, you know, I help someone, I feel good, but for the most part, I just feel used, I feel, annoyed, perpetually annoyed by the people I have to work with, whether it be their personalities or their work ethic. I just can't stand it, you know. And the only thing that has prevented me from quitting has been the money, quite frankly. So it's just tough, man. I loved my last job. You know, even though I knew it was time to move on. And I loved working with the people I worked with, you know. And then following those jobs when I had, you know, the side gigs here and there. You know, I was a bouncer at a Mexican nightclub. I was a part-time butcher, you know. So I really went the rounds of the... you know, I did a couple jobs here and there in between my DACA renewal. So, you know, I forgot where I was getting at, but, oh yeah, so, you know, I've felt that, I know how it's like to go to a job and enjoy going to work, you know, like, for example, I didn't necessarily like my job as a bouncer, but I looked forward to it every day, you know. I didn't necessarily love, actually, I hated my job as a butcher, just because at the time I was a vegetarian, so it was just kind of actually might help me a little bit to be vegetarian. But yeah, it's kind of, just kind of crazy looking back at that. But you know, I hated my job, but I enjoyed working with the people I worked with, you know. And even though I was making very minimal, which was I think $8.50 an hour, you know, I didn't mind, just because, you know, it was they're nice people to work with. And I learned a lot, you know. Anytime you learn, you do something new, you're going to learn something new, you know. And I was very uncomfortable going into that job. Got very used to it at the end of it, you know, and learned the ins and outs, you know, learned how to you know, learned some business stuff, you know, so it was a good experience for me. But this job, you know, I just, I don't know, man. It just every day, like, all right, so if I'm working from home, no issue. Wake up, start working, bam, right? Like, when I had to go in, I had to deal with these people. I have to say hi to them. You know, I have to see them every fucking time, passive aggressively, say bye to everyone else except me. You know, some racist shit like that. So, you know, I know how bad cops can be. You know, I know how especially bad cops from the South can be. Still, oh my god. You know, and I know how bad people could be, you know, in previous generations, aka, you know, the generation that raised baby boomers. You know, I think that might be one of the most racist generations in, I think it got better over time, obviously, so it's just a stupid statement by me, but, you know, I know that those baby boomers raised by that generation, especially by a cop in, you know, southern Utah, you know, they're not going to have a very racial tolerant view. So, whatever, you know, and I can see it in their systematic way of piece of shit. Stupid Rocky Mountain power driver. What the hell? He's driving all recklessly. What is this? Let's see. Let's see if I can get a badge. 5600. UT 5600. I doubt that's the UDOT 5600. It's a shitty ass driver, man. But, yeah, I don't know. One of these days I'm going to get fired or I'm going to find a better job and I won't have to deal with it. But for now, I guess it will have to do. In other news, because, you know, I say this every time. It's just really hard because I don't really plan these things out as I should. You know, I know I've been wanting to, but it just hasn't worked out that way. So, you know, I just kind of go off the cuff, you know, and I kind of, like, freestyle these podcasts, just think about stuff, you know. Even if I wrote down a couple things beforehand, you know, it would really help. So with that said, when I start going into them, you know, I just say what's on my mind. And for the most part, I'm fucking depressed, I'm annoyed, I'm stressed out because of the stupid job of mine. And I always cringe when I say that because it's not the job, you know. I love the job and everything. I just, it's the work culture and the people I have to work with directly, you know. And it's, I love working with my customers, not all of them, but for the most part, I do enjoy, you know, just chit-chatting with them, bullshitting. But a couple people on my team, man, I just can't stand it, you know. And I can't wait for them to retire, you know. This is driving me crazy. So, you know, when I go off the cuff, when I try to just talk about what I'm thinking about, you know, what's on my mind, it's always a stupid job, you know. It doesn't leave my shoulder. You know, it's perpetual stress, you know. The tickets don't, you know. And it's not one of those jobs where I can just forget about everything at the end of the day. You know, I have to come back to it on the next day, you know. So I really, you know, I kind of wish I could just, you know, take a step down, you know, and step away from doing a bunch of stuff. And, you know, I think it might have to, something's going to have to change, you know, because they put all this pressure on me. They added all these roles, responsibilities, that really give me any additional role titles or incentives, you know. So why would I have to, you know, why should I be loyal? You know, I've done nothing but show my loyalty. The fact that I've lasted this long, you know, well, I know, I guess I can't say that because, you know, in a way, it's for the money, you know, like, but, you know, if someone is paying me good and they're treating me good, you know, I'm going to be loyal, you know. Loyalty, you know, plays both sides of the coin, you know, and I'm willing, you know, if a company pays me well, you know, I'm going to be loyal to them. And if a company doesn't pay me well, you know, it's going to be very hard for me to be loyal to them. And, but, you know, it's more to it than money. You know, you can't just buy all the best things in the world. You have to build a culture and build some sort of happy place where everyone can, you know, work together and be cool, you know. Work seamlessly without any issues. Oh my God, I'm so sick and tired of this, though. You know, and it's nothing I'm working on right now, I'm happy with. You know, like I have all these extra work, all these deadlines. You know, and I'm someone just got pulled over by 12. Motorcycle cop. Well, it is nearing the end of the month. I guess they have to start hitting their quotas. I don't know where he pulled over. I don't think he might not have pulled over. Wow. It's crazy. Oh, God. So disappointed with this birth. Oh God, it's so hot. Well, I don't know. I guess I can talk about one other thing. Chris D'Elia. It seemed his future was too bright. He couldn't see this coming. Because he has now been caught sending inappropriate text messages, videos to minors. And some people put some stuff together, some videos, compiled it together, and, you know, it does not look cool. You know, and I went to go see this guy in at Live, you know, and I went to go see him for one of my buddies, you know, and, whatever, you know, I thought he was, kind of funny, but honestly, I didn't, you know, I don't know, like, he has some funny things, he has, he had some videos with some good crowd work, but I didn't think he, I don't know, I didn't think he had, a following. Well, like, I didn't mean that. I didn't think he had anything of major importance, you know, to contribute to my comedy entertainment. Oh, God, this idiot. Alright, well, but yeah, so the point I was trying to get to is, you know, Chris D'Elia. I don't know, I never really liked him, you know, I guess I really can't say that, you know, I just really never, I always had, you know, those kind of, those guys that you have friendships with, but you don't really, you know, are they trying to rob me, are they, you know, in it for something in particular, are they genuinely friends? They try to use me, you know, those those guys that you, you know, keep around, but you're not really sure if, you know, I don't know. I have a strange thing. I see someone, you know, and I get a vibe off them, you know, and for one reason or the other, I didn't have a good vibe with him, you know. I see someone in their eyes, you know, and I can sense when something is off. That was the case for, you know, with Chris D'Elia. You know, the first time I gazed into his eyes, I knew something was off with that guy. And, you know, we actually locked eyes when I went to see him in concert. It's like, ooh, he almost got shook. And I think he was even talking shit, you know, like, we're laughing and having a good time. And I think he even mentioned something about, I don't know, maybe he was saying something about the guys in the back, you know. And, I remember when I walked in, he looked at us, you know, it's not hard to miss us when you're like, you know, six plus, you know, in your group of friends. So, we looked at each other, you know, it felt like at least a second, you know. And then, you know, he looks at everyone else in the crowd, goes on stage, does his routine. But anyways, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with him. But anyways, see you guys.